21 Pilots Saturday, Brian and Tricia, Quixie 98.3. It is Friday, overcast skies, but we have something great to talk about this morning. And we got Tanya Wigglesworth here from JT's Way. And good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Now, a lot to go through this morning, but let's start off. JT's Way got started, and this was because of the loss of your son. Can you talk Correct. About that a little bit and explain why the organization exists?
So we started JT's Way after we lost our 17-year-old son. And we, like any other parent, really wasn't expecting to lose our son, you know. The Elizabethtown community just rallied around us and just loved on us in a way that we had to give back. You know, we would never be able to say thank you to everyone that had helped us, but what we could do is pay it forward in honor of them and in honor of JT.
And you literally are paying it forward. Can you explain what the function of the organization is?
Yeah, so what we do is we assist families financially when they lose a child. What we do is we help with funeral expenses, burial expenses. We've helped with utility bills. And those are, you know, just the things that we've helped with. If something else was to come up that maybe we haven't thought about yet, we would be open to that as well.
And sadly, that is a whole lot of why this organization exists and thrives and does the thing it does, because you don't think of these things, and this isn't something you plan for.
Correct.
And how many families benefited last year?
Last year, we helped 7 families throughout that whole year. And that was, you know, right at, actually just right under $10,000 that we were able to assist families with.
And how has the assistance gone this year?
We've helped 4 families this year, and we're right at around $5,000 on that.
So this started off initially, like you said, as a way to pay it forward and thank people and give that love back out again that mm-hmm. you felt when you lost JT. But now it's almost a full-time job.
Correct.
And so explain how that blessing has kind of folded into an actual office and everything else.
Okay, so what I do now is I have an office that I actually go to. It helps keep me extremely motivated. And so what I do, if we're not helping families, we're, you know, raising, doing fundraising events and planning fundraising events. We have an awesome fundraising committee that really just jumps in, and we just, you know, we try real hard to just come up with new ideas and just always thinking of the future of and what we're going to do in the future.
What's the next opportunity for folks to get involved and help with the fundraising effort?
Okay, so next month we are going to have a 5K walk run. So if you're not a runner like myself, you can come and you can walk. We have several people that have signed up also that have babies. So, you know, we welcome the strollers and however you want to do that. And that's going to be on Saturday, October 19th. Saturday, October 16th, and it's going to begin at Severance Valley Church at 8 o'clock.
And if folks want to sign up, they go to your Facebook page or website?
Uh-huh, they can go to Facebook and click on the link from there, and that's going to take you to our website that is going to take you to the events page where you can sign up for the race and go ahead and register and pay the, it's going to be a $25 registration fee, and or you can go to www.jtsway.com and click on events.
Tanya Wigglesworth, JT's Way, what a great organization.
Thank you.
It's a shame you guys have to exist, but it's a great thing that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
We are Quixie 98.3.